Blog Talk Radio.
After Dark, like, whoa, taking it back, Black Rob. A lot of you 90s kids remember that shit. He was there with Puff Daddy. Speaking of people doing big things, congratulations goes out to OFL Now Savage, representing Team Houston. He did defeat OFL Now J.J. Mills just about 20 minutes ago. The game ended. Really, really good game. Mental breakdowns, I would say, by J.J. Mills really changed the momentum and probably is the reason he lost the game. But we're going to hear from J.J. Mills. I believe he's going to call in here in the press post-game press conference so we can ask him what he thinks caused him to lose. Plus, we're going to talk to the winner, OFL Now Savage, Houston's own, Team Houston stand up. They finally got a ring. So that's really great. He's supposed to be calling in. I'm really excited to talk to him. He's also the first person to ever join the OFL Now, so I'm just it's just full circle here. Just real happy for everything, and I know Team Houston down there is real happy. So we're going to talk to them. It's a celebratory mood. They're cooking up steaks. They're doing it big, popping bottles, you know, all that shit. Kush rolled up. You know how they do down there. Probably sipping that lean. Who knows? Not promoting that shit. Just speaking the truth. Anyways, in Group 1 multiple right now, we got a score update. Balkino 66-0. Peel 5-10 Maine 7. They're in the second quarter. Look for a dogfight there. Peel's controlling the tempo right now. So look for a really good fight. We'll be doing score updates on there. Their broadcast wasn't working correctly, so I do not believe the game is being twitched. So we got a Fast Four tournament that needs to be played. We have SC Bolt going up against Buck Sweep. That should be a great game. And then we have You Got Sauced 1000 going up against Dippin' X Dots. So a couple scheduling issues there is postponed a tournament, but it's going on, so we should be finished up here either tonight or tomorrow. Other big thing going on, guys, we're filling up fast in the Fantasy Draft League Group 4, the brand new one. I know you heard it's 33 to join, 600 to the winner. It's filling up fast, so if you're planning on getting in there, I would recommend doing it directly. Draft's going to either be this Sunday, if we fill up in time, or next Sunday. And it's going to be the time's probably going to be around noonish. We'll solidify the actual time here soon. So let's take a call right here. We have a call from the 806 area code. Could you state your gamer tag for all the OFL After Dark listeners?
Yes, sir. It's Wee Witness.
Wee Witness. I know you got to be feeling pretty good right now seeing one of your favorite players and another member, Team Houston, there winning the Super Bowl. What do you think?
Just thought that he came out there, he did what he needed to do, he played smart and got himself a ring.
Now, did you get a chance to catch the game live on Twitch?
I did. I watched the whole thing.
And what did you think of the game?
It was a good game. I mean, I don't know, just all around good, solid game. Both players played good and just, I don't know, it was just good.
What do you think JJ could have done differently to win that game?
Man. I honestly don't know what to say. I mean, JJ is a great defensive player. He had his people in the right spot at the time. It's just, man, those other people on Jordan's team, DeMarco and Dez and all of them, those are some pretty bad men. So, I mean,
That's a very valid point. Now, do you think J.J. Mills will return to the playoffs in future seasons, or do you think he's just a flash in the pan?
Nah, definitely. He's a great player. He'll be back.
Okay. Now, as far as OFL Now Savage, I really thought he really played a lot. It blew my mind to watch him play because it's not the Savage that I'm used to. He wasn't in the five wide. He wasn't running the hurry up. He is very methodical, stuck to the run, controlled the game on the ground. Do you think that was something he had planned out? Do you think he premeditated that? Or do you think he just kind of went with the flow?
I mean, I'm really not sure because, I mean, when we were in the party, he said he's like, I'm sorry. Sorry the play clock was taking so long. He's like, I honestly didn't know what to run. But who knows? I know Jordan's a smart guy. I guess maybe he thought that JJ knew or was thinking he was going to come out passing, and he decided to keep running. So I don't know. You never know what he was thinking, but I'm sure. Well, it paid off, really. So.
Yes, I would have to. I don't know who got MVP, but if I was voting, I would have chose his running back, DeMarco Murray. One hell of a great game. Score update. Balkino, 0. Peel 5-10 Maine, 10. 10-0. Peel 5-10 Maine, second quarter.
Team Balkino's falling off, Greg.
Oh, yeah. We'll see what happens there. We'll see. We have yet to see Balkino down in a major game like this. And we do know that Balkino has a proven track record of choking and failing miserably in tournament games and important games. So we'll see if that continues here. Let's take another call coming in from the 616 area code. You're now live on OFL After Dark. Lots of stuff going on. League is alive. The leagues are healthy right now. What's going on, 616? Who do we have the pleasure to speak with?
J-Mills, OFL J-Mills.
Yeah, I can hear in your voice it's not the upbeat J.J. Mills we're used to, but you got nothing to keep your keep your head up, man. You played a good game, a couple breakdowns mentally possibly. What do you think occurred there on the roughing the kicker play that really seemed to turn the tide?
I really don't know. It's like we got through, and I'm thinking like, okay, like any other field goal, I wasn't really controlling nobody. I just knew as soon as the flag popped up, what else can pop up? I haven't seen it the whole year I've been on Madden, and I just said I had to take it. I had no choice. I said he's going to probably make the field goal after this. I mean, we had our opportunities. That first, I go back. The first drive wasn't a game changer, but I knew between me and him it was going to be who gave the ball up or who had the most possessions. And I couldn't catch a break. When I got the fumble, I tried to run it back, but my stick went a lot. I just went out of bounds. And then after that, I thought I could kick the field goal, and I must have somehow. I still feel like I kicked it right, but far left. I mean, if the screen set, the arrow was right there, but – me and Matt and I was talking. Maybe I hooked it. I really don't remember. I just remember kicking it straight up. I always go as slow as possible and then hit it, but I guess I must have kicked it left. And then after that, you know, I knew it was going to be hard. I know a lot of people ask me about the run game, but they don't give that offensive line enough credit. Like you give your scout, you know what team I was playing, and the offensive line is good. And let's not forget, the hell, DeMarco Murray, like, that's the only thing. I'm proud of my team, but I'm a competitor. It's hard, and I had lost to a good guy. And we'll be fine tomorrow, but for now, we're going to keep replaying in our head how we had opportunities to win the game, just like anybody else.
Right. Well, at least you got there. Congratulations getting there. I know it's hard to finish second. Sometimes it's even easier not to finish second, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, it is.
Will J.J. Mills, will you bounce back? Will you be back to this spot next year?
We'll bounce back. I mean, I believe that that's a lot in me that I don't know. I mean, I think from where I first started, I've always been pretty good at Madden, but it's a lot more to learn. I mean, a lot more formations I'm going to see that I, like, for instance, the formation that he ran in that game, I'm going to get better at it. Every formation people run, they might get me the first time, but if I have a chance to see it the second time, I will know better what to run against. It's all about game plans in this game and personnel. And I think with this Steelers team, we already have a young team to build around. I mean, we got Drew Brees who's going to return. Trey talks about the Andrew Luck thing. I don't know yet. And then there's Le'Veon Bell. He's not going anywhere. And Antonio Brown is the leading receiver. And then we got a couple other people probably going to sign back as far as defense.
Will Steve Smith Jr. retire?
Steve Smith Jr., I'm not sure. We talked to him after the game, and he was pretty rough. He really wanted one. And it was sad to see him because him and Andre Johnson, I couldn't even look him in the eyes. I know it's hard. Andre had a big catch. Steve had a big catch. Those two guys I really wanted to win from. I really can't honestly answer those questions about those two because Andre's already pretty much hurt the worst. I don't really know about those guys. But I do think
one
he
of
will
those
come
two
back.
Retire, if one of those two retire, do you think Moma is ready to step up and be a go-to receiver?
Oh, and Moma is ready. Moma has a lot of time now, and that's who I wanted to get on. Moma is the next Calvin Johnson. We're telling people right now, Moma's already got good speed. He's already jump high. We just got to work on the little things, and those things cost very minimal. So the reason why Moma ain't good right now because we couldn't solely focus on him. But we're going to focus on him in this offseason, and all I got to get is his route running a little bit. Well, his route running is good. I got to get his awareness a little better. After that, Moma,
okay,
probably, I guarantee he'd be a 90.
One last question before we take a caller here. We got a lot of callers waiting.
Okay.
Fourth and two, your first possession in the game, fourth and two from about your 30 or right around there. Wise decision to punt, or looking back, would you have gone for that?
Thought about it. I want to respect my opponent, but I honestly wanted to go for it. But after the previous games, I really didn't want to get down to a bad start. That kept replaying in my head, but honestly, if I would have went for it, I might have got it, might have not. But this is what you did now, League. We punted it, so probably would have went for it. Who knows?
All right. Let's take another caller in right now from the 319 area code, I believe. 319, you're now live on OFL After Dark. Who do we have the pleasure to speak with?
Oh, it's probably not a pleasure, but it's 40.
40. I'm glad you called in right now. First of all, before we get anywhere, I wanted to let you guys know 40's brand new show, 4th and 40, is out there on the forum, and it will be posted to Glip as soon as this show's over. So I'm glad he called because I've been meaning to say that. 40, so what's up today, man? Did you get a chance to watch the Super Bowl?
Yeah, real quick, I don't want to take much away from their success, but I've been having problems with some copyright infringements. I'm redoing it again. It's such a rush job, so just bear with it. But their game was excellent. You know, I'm sorry JJ came out. I said I didn't have a pony in the show, but you know what? I was rooting for him. I was hoping he would win. You know, they're both good players. It was a fun game to watch. I loved that pass that he had. He was wide open. I thought, all right, momentum has turned. This is going to be awesome. And that rough in the passer, man. A rough in the kicker. That was
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a fun thing to watch, man. And props to both you guys, Walking Hitstick or OFL Savage, wherever he's going by. He's a competitor. He's got some skills, and you know, it was a good fun game to watch. So props to both you guys. It was really entertaining.
Now, Forty, as far as the game that you watched, I know we've talked before, and you're not a big fan of Bulkino, along with the majority of the league, and a lot of people.
No,
think
I don't like him at all.
The AI. A lot of people think he manipulates the AI.
I don't think he does.
But as far as this game you just watched between Savage and J.J. Mills, how do you think they played the game? The right way, or you know what I mean? Or was there a lot of manipulation going on?
Well, since I'm playing the WWE villain here, yeah, you know what? I'm not going to pull any punches, I guess. It's a matter of style. I think J.J. played pretty straight up. I noticed the play-action end-around called a number of times. We all know that play, but you both called it a number of times. That was kind of, you're like, oh shit, I'm in trouble. I better call play action end around.
That's their go-to. Now, speaking of Bulkino, he is down right now 10-3, coming on halftime. Peel's got him. I expect Peel with the score right now to hold on and win. It's Peel's style game that's being played right now. Let's take another caller coming in right now. And we have a lot of guys on hold. We're going to try to get to everybody real quick. Let's take the 803 area code. 803, you're now live on OFL After Dark. You have 40O Gamer here. Just released his first episode of 4th and 40, so make sure you check that out. You also have Group 2 multiple Super Bowl runner-up OFL now, Jay Mills. Who are we speaking with tonight?
Black Assassin 10.
Black Assassin 10. So how's everything going?
It's cool, man. It's good, man. It's good.
Did you get a chance to watch the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I started catching it right when J.J. got that running into the kicker.
And what did you think about that? Just a total mental breakdown on J.J.'s part, or a bad call on the refs, or how did you feel?
OFL Sevens was so far back, I thought he was going to run like a field goal return type thing.
Mm-hmm.
He decided to go block up the middle, and it just didn't go in his favor, I guess.
Now, do you think that was the play that changed the whole game, or was it more than just that?
I think it was more of Savage's game plan in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
Because he ran 5 minutes off the clock, first drive.
Yeah, that is true. Did you notice that also, 40?
Yeah, well, can I do my double X Nick Assassin impersonation?
Yeah.
It is a pretty good game, and JJ, you know, he adjusted OFL. He did good too, you know. So yeah.
I'm a chill guy, man. I can't help it, myself.
It's all good. We got another call coming in here from the 713. 713, you're now live on OFL After Dark. Could you state your gamer tag for everybody?
Yeah, this is OFL Now Savage.
There he is, your Super Bowl champion.
Grats.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
There he is. You got him, Savage, live on the air. So what was it like winning the Super Bowl?
It was a big relief. I've been far in every league that we've done, and it felt good to finally cap one off.
Hey.
You finally brought a championship ring back to Team Houston. Are you getting a lot of congratulatory texts and stuff from those guys?
Yeah, pretty much all of them told me that they're proud of me, and I did good.
Do you have anything you want to say to J.J. Mills? He's on the air here tonight.
Yeah, man. J.J. Mills, you played a great game, bro. Some stuff did go my way, and I agree with that, but you're a great player, and we go at it every time that we play against each other. And I hope we make it again and make it a repeat next year so we can play each other again.
We're going to be working hard, man. That won't happen, though.
Now,
Greg, I do have something to say about the PA end-around situation.
Uh-huh.
Well, like I said, man, this is a money league, and
And unless it gets illegal, I'm not going to lose money when I know people are going to do it to me. And that's all I got to say. And I love play. I'm still going to be mostly the best up-front player, like just like Black Assassin and Double J. I still represent that whole thing. But in certain situations, stuff like that get done to me, I'm always told to knock them out, man. I'm going to do the same thing back.
I agree 100%. 100%. I've changed my tune. I'm on board with that.
Fair enough. Let's go back to Savage here and talk a little bit about the game plan you came out, Savage, really had a lot of people confused. Was that premeditated, or did you just kind of go with the flow of the game? Because that was not your typical style. You're usually pass-heavy, and you completely did a 180 and went to, you know, run-heavy. What was that all about?
We had a plan to ride DeMarco Murray's shoulders throughout the playoffs. And actually, all three playoff games, we went with the same game plan. We had 700 rushing yards in three games.
Wow.
And the game plan was pretty much just take time off the clock and hand them the rock.
Mm-hmm. It worked. Now, were you surprised there in the fourth quarter, Ryan Shazier, I believe it was, dropped that interception that could have really changed the whole outlook of the game?
It wasn't Shazier, it was Mooch.
I don't know. I mean, I've seen easier picks get dropped than that, but I mean, it could have went either way. If he would have picked it, I mean, I wouldn't have been too surprised.
True, very true. Now,
so how do you stop
your screen?
How do you stop the screen?
How do you stop your screen? Yeah.
And I don't know, man. People just gotta figure it out. I can't let out my secrets.
How do you stop what? The screen?
Mm-hmm.
OFL screen, OFL Savage's screen. He's got a good wide receiver screen play.
I think his screen is legit. Just like when you worry about the run, man, it's just a perfect game plan. You can't worry about that screen. I know how to stop that screen. It's just I can't stop it when it's coming. Yeah. Every time I left, as you see, every time I left, you go worry about the screen. He ran into the middle. So it's about stopping the runner first. You can't do anything if you stop the runner first.
Score right update, 13-3, Peel 13, Balkino 3, third quarter. So there you have it. Peel's in control. He's controlling the tempo. Expect Peel to win this game. We got another caller coming in from the 321 area code. Thanks for being on hold. 321, you're now live on OFL After Dark. You have 40-0 Gamer. You got Super Bowl runner-up J.J. Mills. You got the Super Bowl champion, OFL Now Savage. You got there's some other people in here too. Who is this?
This is a Team Legit member by the name of Madernoff.
Oh, we got Black Assassin in here also, another Team Legit member. So we got some legit members in here. Speaking of Team Legit, real quick before we go in, why don't you announce to all the listeners out there the newest member of Team Legit?
Right now, the newest legit member, ranked number 8 in the top 10, top 100 Madden players is SC Bolt.
Mm-hmm. SC Bolt 21 is ranked number 8 on the Madden's top 100, and he joined Team Legit. So keep your eyes out for him.
He's such a great guy. How did that happen? You guys are going to ruin him. He's a nice, nice guy.
It can't stand for legit, man. It can't stand for legit, man.
Why?
Oh, fuck that. Y'all got to change y'all name, man, because the only legit player is Black Assassin, man.
Yep, ditto.
Oh, who said that? Yo, I appreciate it, though.
Who said that?
The truth. Hey, even your people say that, man. I'm just telling you. Even your people say that, though.
Well, Madernaw and I are going to have that discussion tomorrow, so we'll talk about that.
Well, who's talking about Black Assassin? I want to know the name.
Score update,
Peel
13,
Balkino 6, third quarter.
All right, I appreciate it.
You got to throw
Well, either way, we'll talk about Team Legit here in some future episodes, and 40's going to have Madernaw on, 40's new show, 4th and 40. It's going to be really good. I'm going to be being interviewed here shortly. If you guys want to be interviewed on 4th and 40, contact him on Glip or on Xbox. I know he's looking to set up some interviews. Going to be really interesting, a lot of fun. Matt or no, do you have anything you want to ask Super Bowl champion OFL now Savage?
What I really got to ask, man, on that kick that you missed the first try on and you got the kicker, what were you thinking on that? You missed the field goal, like, got that second shot, you knocked it in. What was going through your mind when you missed it?
When I missed it, at first I didn't even see the penalty. I was like, oh, man, it's all right. Then I saw a penalty, and it excited me. I knew I was going to make the second try because I barely missed the first one.
Great question.
That was a good question,
also,
actually. Forty, you have a question for the Super Bowl champion?
Oh, yeah, I was going to ask him. Playing against J.J. Mills, man, I know you played against quite a few times. I know you had the advantage. You know it's easy to, you know, he gets frustrated easy. Did you take advantage of that by keep running the ball since you know he couldn't stop it?
No, not at all. We're 2-2 in the series against each other, too. And I don't see it changing. I think we're just going to keep splitting games.
Man, back-to-back, two great questions.
Yeah, Matt, I know you're going to take my job here on the radio show. Now, 40, did you have a good question? I know you got good questions. Do you want to ask Savage or J.J. Mills a question?
No, not really. They both blow me away. So I just I go into the games and I just play coach's picks and just try to get the game over with.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Hey, Assassin, did you want to ask Super Bowl champion Savage a question?
I have a question for both of them, actually. Same question.
Wait, what did you say?
Okay.
Is how does the play action end around actually work? Is it just a hit and miss thing or what? I never ran it sometimes,
but I don't think I ran it once in that Super Bowl.
Yeah, you did.
Well, then I ran it one time. That's it, then.
Man versus Volcano.
13-13, fourth quarter. Volcano just scored. Anyways, JJ, could you answer Black Assassin's question, please?
Well, it's a hit or miss. I mean, like, cover three is very favorable in Madden. It only really works good for that. And then, again, if you play on safety like Savage's, you got to watch out. You can either throw it blind. It's just a throw that you can throw blindly at times, especially somebody that doesn't cover good. And that's basically what it is. I don't really know the full effects of it. I've been running for maybe four games, and I know it can be stopped easily than people think.
I do have one quick question for both of them, if you don't mind. I did think of something. You both have tremendous user skills. That's something that's seriously lacking in my game. I just don't have time. What do you recommend to the average gamer to help improve their user skill?
I've been working with Volcano a little bit. My partner is Black Assassin. I play with Black Assassin probably more than anybody. So we both favor defense. So we start running stuff. Run stuff you wouldn't run out of the lead, because you got to remember, when you get into games, you want to be comfortable about running that, because you don't want to get to a game and say, I'm going to do this game plan, and then backfires on you. So you start, man, I told you I'll work with you, man. I work with anybody. I'm not a one-man team for anything, man. I'm pretty basic. I do a lot of different things, but my stuff is basically head-up football, you know.
And
yeah,
Savage,
just practice at it. Just get into a game with some people, you know, and just practice it. I get beat sometimes, actually, trying to use it too much stuff, but you'll get better at it, and you'll get a feel for it, and you'll start seeing stuff. Like, you'll start seeing routes come in front of you, and you'll know how to jump it.
Okay, I want to give a shout-out to my man, Shy Trigger, for making his return.
Shout-out to Fat Magic, and shout-out to We Witness.
Welcome back. Welcome back, Shy. We got 30 seconds left. Why don't you take us to the end there, Savage. What's the direction of your team going in the future? Will you repeat?
I'm going to go ahead and guarantee a repeat right now. And we're going to look towards defense. That's all I got to say.
All right, guys. Baucino scores 13-13 in the fourth quarter, so we'll find out what happens tomorrow. Thanks for calling in, everybody. Peace.
Don't make me kill myself.